right, thank you for coming today. The Paradise Town Board will come to order the 30th of November at 7 o'clock. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Just a few items before we get started. Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. So this is not the final decision. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices that you might have that would interrupt the meeting. And please take all private conversations outside the room. You can use this area right over here outside the doors of the lobby behind you. There's a couple of other items you may want to look at as we get started. I'll let the record reflect that all of the board members are here except Caitlin Cunningham, who's been excused. And let's see. Do we have any accounting? Anyone like to introduce themselves? Okay. And public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's microphone here and give us your name. State your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record for the secretary to get it on the minutes. The board of council may extend the length of the presentation. This will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. We have the approval of the minutes for November 9th, 2021.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for November 9th, 2021.
We have a motion to approve the minutes for November 9th, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Approval of agenda items for November 30th, 2021.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of the agenda for November 30th, 2021 with the following change. Item number 4 is being held by the request of the applicant until the December 14th, 2021. Meeting. All other items will be presented as shown.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve the agenda for the night, with the exception of the holding. The only change is the holding on item number 4. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. If there's anyone here for item 4, which is UC 210646 BPS Harmon LLC, use permits, waiver development standards, and design reviews, that will not be heard tonight. It will be heard on December 14th. Do we have any informational items? No? Okay. So we'll move on to planning and zoning. Item number 1, UC 210636. APEX Las Vegas LLC, use permit for multiple family residential development. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduced parking; 2, non-standard landscaping; and 3, alternative standards for perimeter fence. Design review for the conversion of a motel to a multiple family residential development on 5.2 acres in H1 limited resort and hotel AE60 zone, generally located on the south side of Twain Avenue and the west side of Cambridge Street within Paradise.
Good evening. I'm Greg Bordell, 300 South 4th Street, representing the new and current owner of the property. And I frame it that way because he comes to the property recognizing that it hasn't been given sufficient loving care in the recent past, and he comes to improve it. So that is the intention of the plan that's before you now, with enhanced landscaping essentially throughout, the installation of what was not required years ago when the property was originally built, which is well-enclosed trash areas being proposed to be added. Those do impact a little bit on the parking, but as the staff report points out, there has never been a parking problem in this area for these types of facilities. It's in an area that has good public transportation, and simply has, the studies they've done never reveal that there's a demand for extra parking, and so we think it's a good investment to add the landscaping and the wall-enclosed trash areas, and otherwise, generally accepting the staff's recommendation of approval. They've provided a number of conditions, and I've circulated those to the new owner, who hasn't indicated any objection to them. And so I think, although I could belabor the situation, it seems pretty clear to the staff that this is an appropriate use. And by the way, it talks about converting a motel to an apartment. That there is a little history that goes with that. It's always been designed for apartment use, but apparently the prior owner chose to get licensed as a motel because under the rules he came in under, which may not any longer be in effect, you could rent short-term like you were a motel, typically by the week, or long-term by the month. And the business license people, if you had a short-term person in there, when they got to the 30-day point of residency, they just said, you don't have to pay the room tax anymore. So there was an economic advantage in labeling it a motel. But it's certainly suitable as an apartment complex otherwise. And that, by the way, is why there's a use permit now, because the old owner didn't have a use permit for multifamily. He had what was really a multifamily project, but licensing it as a motel, and therefore when the person I'm representing came to the property, he couldn't get a license as a multifamily because it had expired if it ever existed years ago. So that's probably more history than I really intended to bore you with, hoping you'll follow the staff's recommendation.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board. I did have one question about the facility. I was by there tonight, and I'm sure maybe the electric's not on, but it's very dark in that area, and as I recall it, it always has been. Is he going to kind of have some security lighting and brighten that place up a little bit?
That has been discussed. Uh-huh. If you were to recommend that, I'll pass that to him as well. He's willing to invest in the property. There was some question whether there was an original requirement that had been ignored by the prior owner. And so there's a certain amount of looking around to see what needs to be done. But certainly if you want to recommend more on-site lighting, that's the kind of thing he's always been willing to do. I can't consult him right now, but certainly it's something I'll bring up.
Anybody else have anything?
No.
I'll go ahead and make a motion then that we approve subject to staff conditions and the consideration of additional lighting outside for safety reasons. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you and good evening.
Good luck. Number two, DR 210635-3535, LV Newco LLC, design review for the following. Modifications to an approved comprehensive sign plan, Caesars Forum Meeting Center, Link Resort Hotel, Link Promenade, Harrah's Resort Hotel. 2, increase number of wall signs. 3, increase overall sign area. 4, increase the number of projecting signs. 5, increase the area of projecting signs. 6, increase the number of animated signs. And 7, increase the area of animated signs on a 9.0 acre portion of approximately 60 acres for the Link Resort Hotel in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone generally located on the west side of Cole Lane, 900 feet north of Flamingo Road within Paradise.
Can you guys hear me? Good evening, Chairman and members of the town board. Brooke Holmes, Brooke Brown, Student Night at Harbor Shack, 100 North City Parkway, Suite 1600, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89106. Appearing on behalf of the applicant, Caesars LLC, or Caesars Link LLC, and 3535 LB Newfield, in connection with the application that's before you tonight. This application is to modify the existing comprehensive sign package for 3 additional new signs over at the Link. The comprehensive sign package is shared between the Link Promenade Forum and Harrah's Las Vegas. This sign request is for 3 signs. One is for a wall sign that's an LED band that will be internally illuminated that's approximately 40 square feet, an LED screen that will be a wall sign animated as well, that's approximately 166 square feet, and then a projecting blade sign that will be approximately 17 square feet. The minimum height clearance is 14 feet above grade, and the proposed signage is visually compatible with the adjacent development. Staff is recommending approval of that. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chairman, if nobody has any questions or concerns, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion for approval of this item, subject to staff conditions.
Okay. We have a motion to approve, subject to the current staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck. Well, that goes to the Board of County Commissioners on 22nd.
Thank you.
Item number 3, UC210631 Patrick Lane Holdings LLC, use permit, minor training facility. Waiver of development standards to reduce the driveway departure distance from the intersection. Design review for proposed fitness training facility on 1.0 acres in a CP office and professional zone, AE60 zone, generally located on the north side of Patrick Lane, 490 feet east of Annie Oakley Drive within Paradise.
Mr. Chair, I will be abstaining from discussion and vote on this item due to the proximity to my home.
Okay.
Good evening, Commissioners. My name is Rick Van Diepen. My last name is spelled V-A-N-D-I-E-P-E-N. My address is 6006 South 9th Street, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm here representing the owners, Nick and Whitney McCombs. They're the owners of an existing CrossFit facility called Branded One, and they want to expand and increase their membership. Their organization is a community benefit business. They're a nonprofit, and their membership helps pay to offset the cost of disabled veterans to be able to use the gym for free. So they're both here tonight, and also one of their clients is here if you have any questions about their facility. The application tonight is for a 6,400 square foot single story CrossFit training gym where they give classes and do CrossFit individual training. And the waiver of development standards is essentially the reason we're having to request that is because the site, as you can see, is very narrow. So the visibility distance is 180 feet according to Public Works. So the site isn't even, or 190 feet, excuse me, so the site isn't even that wide. So that's the reason why we're requesting development standards. I did want to point out some of the things that we did working with Public Works to increase the throat depth off of Patrick Lane. So that gives plenty of room for cars to decelerate coming off the street, turning right into the lot, and also makes it safer for vehicles pulling out onto Patrick Lane so they can have a good visibility there in both directions. The training facility is pushed to the rear of the site, but we included a a pretty generous landscape buffer on both sides, as well as a decorative CMU wall all around the property. That's because there are adjacent residential lots, and we wanted to be really respectful of the neighbors. We've designed it with low-level lighting, so there's no lighting trespass to the neighborhood. And we also held a neighborhood meeting several months back to get feedback from the neighbors, because there had been, like 20 years ago, another application that some of the neighbors remembered not being a fun experience. So we reached out to them and had a meeting, got some feedback, and incorporated some of those requests into the design. I'm glad to take any questions.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this? I can just admit, just a moment. How many are here on this item? So six?
What do I have?
Six? Seven?
Seven.
Do I hear eight?
20.
Come on, hold your hands up so we can get a count.
Six, seven, eight.
Eight, okay, so we have eight. How many are here in favor of it? You guys don't count. One in favor, and the rest of you, I take it, are not in favor.
Can I say one thing?
In a
we
minute.
Do own the
in
lot
a...
right next to it, so I can't actually vote. Okay, so two.
Okay, try it.
We'll give you two.
Three.
Thank you.
Two, four.
Okay. Correct, 2-4.
So, for those who want to come up and say something, we don't need to hear the same thing over and over. So if you've got something you want to add to something someone's already said that you think is missed, that's great. Maybe you've got somebody that can speak for all of you. I don't know. But let's, in the interest of time, let's try to hold it down a little bit. In other words, I don't need six people coming up to me and saying the traffic's bad. Okay, we got that. So go ahead. You want to be first?
Hi, I'm Frederick Palmieri,
Yes, you do, sir. Record this. Use the microphone, give us your name and address for the record.
Frederick Palmieri, P-A-L-M-I-E-R-I, 4104 East Patrick Lane, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120. Let me start off by saying it's unfortunate that although there are three residents who have homes on this particular private street, one of the homes is currently for sale. It's been sold. It will close escrow on the 9th of December. So it's unfortunate that neither the present owner or the new owners are able to attend because it hasn't closed escrow. So therefore, we only have the current applicant, who's a resident on the street, and his family, as well as my wife and I, who are able to speak tonight. But we live almost directly across the street from this development. And that doesn't matter, but I put a lot of money into this house, $1.5 million, and it's very important to me that any development on this street be carried out with the thing in mind that there are expensive developments on this street that need to be taken into consideration. Now, second of all, let me stress that this is a private street, as you know, about 40 feet wide. The current property that is the applicant's property that wants to be developed is a parcel that's 138 feet wide by approximately 305 feet long. Now, the 138 feet wide goes to the middle of the private street. So in reality, it's only about 118 feet wide, so I can well understand why there's an application for a variance for the driveway. What concerns me primarily is ingress and egress from that street, because as you turn into it, if you have a private driveway, you have to allow for both ingress and egress, as I pointed out. And if it's with only 118 feet wide area, I haven't seen the plans, unfortunately, since some months ago when they were first proposed. And so I can't comment on either the looks of the building, as we had advised the applicant that we'd like to see something that is more fitting with the nature of the neighborhood, but I haven't seen that, so I can't comment on it right now. I have to reserve that. But let me say this. It's always been, for the last many years, that any applicant has always considered the fact that the structure has to be such that it's located adjacent to Patrick Lane, the major Patrick Lane, and any parking would be on the north side of the lot, kind of isolating the residents from the immediate location of any activity that's going on in that building. And I think it's very important, and particularly when you think of any lighting that'll take place and any gate that might be used for exit, emergency egress onto our private street. It's very urgent that no traffic come in and out of our private street, because we as the three owners of the property have to maintain that private street. It's not the city's or the county's responsibility. So if that big, large gate, which can't be landscaped because it has to allow emergency access, is almost directly across the street from us and can't be landscaped, then it's going to be quite a source of a visible discontinuity in the structure. And that and any parking adjacent there would also be a disruption to us. Now, I'm also concerned about the fact that the hours of operation are early in the morning till in the evening. Now, in winter, it's dark. There'll have to be lighting on that area, which is going to look right at us. And so I'm concerned about several things that we can't take into account right now because we haven't seen all these plans. But when it comes to the council meeting, I guess we'll have to look at those plans and give our comments then. I can't think of anything else right now. I'm getting old and kind of not as well spoken as I used to be, but thank you very much for your time.
All right, sir. And who's next?
Hi, Janet Weeble, 4162 East Patrick Lane, 4142 Patrick Lane. This is the inhabitant of 4142. He's in training. and then Chris Zambino.
6065 South Lane.
We're going to combine efforts here quickly, and I've been marking off what he's talking about.
Thank you.
We do have significant concerns about what's proposed on Patrick Lane. The parking of 20 spaces is underparked. In an area on the website, we read there's like 30 per class, and the classes are stacked one after the other. So if there's 30 parked and then there's 30 coming in to park, it's a little underparked. If they are accommodating people with disabilities, there needs to be extra handicap parking because of the people that would need lift gates and that kind of thing. Unfortunately, that's kind of my business, and I understand under parking because sometimes I have to walk 3 blocks just to see my patients because of under parking. Of course, if there's not enough parking, they're not going to be able to park on Patrick, so the overflow would end up in the cul-de-sac. That would be the normal place for people to seek out parking, and so it would encumber and inconvenience the residents of the cul-de-sac and also cause wear and tear on their private drive. Patrick is now a major east-west corridor with fast-moving traffic and multiple accidents at Patrick and Annie Oakley and Patrick and Sand Hill, and tonight we had to go around one on Patrick and Sand Hill that had quite a smash-up. With the 97% reduction, departure from the driveway to the street is unsafe and a hazard to the public who use Patrick to commute, as cars will be turning across Patrick Lane from the west and turning in from the east, and as they come down that hill, it's a speedway, and we hear them almost nightly bouncing off the bridge. And then we'd ask that there be a sidewalk included on the side of Patrick's, because the county has taken from the bridge over Duck Creek on that side. They have done a sidewalk up to the vacant parcel. What we've been told, it's a large metal barn type facility with roll-up doors, and that doesn't represent our neighborhood adequately. We do have barns that are in our area, but they have a different appearance. And the barns themselves are usually concealed by intense landscaping. The placement of the building, we'd asked to be put closer to Patrick to aid in buffering the noise and aesthetics for the neighbors. And if there are outdoor activities, which in CrossFit I know there are, that there be an area designated for that, and landscaping around the parcel to buffer the parking, the barn, and the activities, that would be essential. So we appreciate, we want to maintain our beautiful RNP, and we appreciate your time to the community, and we appreciate you hearing our concerns for this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a small item Janet missed. It talked in some of the backup material about the metal building they're talking about constructing, that there's another building similar in the area. That building that they're referencing is an accessory building. It's not a building where there's people in it. It's an accessory building. So to compare that to the building they're talking about putting up is not really an accurate comparison. And I think we've covered everything on our list so far. We have not, we had an initial meeting with folks, but we have not since seen any incorporations of any of the requested changes we talked about when we met with them. So that part is unfortunate. Usually when we've met with other people in the area that wanted to build things, they had a second meeting or a third meeting with us to review what they've done, what they've changed, what they've incorporated. We've not had such a meeting.
Good evening. Is this on?
Just push it up.
Thank you. Jeannie Moss, 37A, Miguel's Lane, Las Vegas Med at 9120. Good evening, members of the board. I just had a few questions. I also would like to add to Chris Antino's comments about the initial meeting. That was initiated by the neighbors, Judy and Fred Palmieri. And from what they have said, there's been no contact since. And I believe that was in May.
April.
So it's been very quiet since then, so this kind of caught everyone off guard because they just found out about it. I think it's important to recognize that Public Works is recommending denial on this application because it is a safety hazard. As was said, and I don't want to be repetitive, but there are multiple accidents along here, and they state in their recommendation for denial that the fact that it's right after the curb, you drive into the sunshine, so there's lack of visibility, and there are parts of the street that can't be changed. It's in your backup. And also, on the letter of justification, the applicant's representative is clear that it's not an issue that they can resolve. They're asking for a 97% reduction from a required 190-foot approach drive to 6 feet. It's an impossibility for them to meet that. Also, there's concern that it is a very large facility on a very narrow, small lot, 6,400 square feet, but they also say multi-tenant building. So I'm curious as to what other tenants are going to be in the building. And also, they do say in the letter, they acknowledge that it's an existing storage barn next door, and I took pictures if anyone would like to see. They're not very good pictures because it was dusk. But it's not visible from the street, and it's not in characteristics with the surrounding houses. In fact, there are barns in the neighborhood, but they are on interior streets. They are not on Patrick, they're not visible to the public, and they're certainly not characteristics of the homes in the cul-de-sac. And lastly, Russ and Heidi Barlow could not be here, but their home faces east and is two stories and will overlook this facility. They're in Washington, D.C. and could not be here. So just in ending, the biggest issue is safety, and I don't think it's possible to fix that in this situation. And it's the old saying, a beautiful project, wrong location. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Good. Dan Yaffe, 4375 East Aquinda Road, Las Vegas. I was in real estate development for 35 years, either as a sponsor or as a mortgage lender. And one of the most difficult things we had when we were trying to find new land for new projects was a parcel that provided the space, the size, and the zoning for the development. We never went into trying to find a small piece of land and squeeze a project into it, especially when it violated or wanted to get a waiver on safety rules. So I can imagine that reducing the safety provision by 97% would be an automatic denial of this application. I appreciate your time.
Is there anyone else? Okay, just for the record, it looks like now we have also three in support that we received notification on, and we have three that we received notification on that are opposed to this. Did you make a seat? And with that, I'll close it to the public and open it back up to gentlemen if you'd like to rebut any of the comments that were made.
Thank you. I did want to address a couple of the items. In terms of the addressing one of the things that we talked about at our community meeting was a concern about overflow parking. We were not asking for a parking variance, and I wanted to clarify one statement that there are only about 10 or 15 people per class in their CrossFit classes, and that's all that they want to do because that's the optimal size for their classes. So there won't be 30 classes overlapping ever. And we're also going to install signage at the owner's cost, and including painting the curb if the neighbors are amenable to that. Excuse me, at the cul-de-sac. So that's preventing any of their members or guests from parking in the cul-de-sac. And they will also, Nick and Whitney have also said that they will actively educate all their members to absolutely not park in the cul-de-sac, regardless. Although the structure is a steel structure, I wanted to point out that the finish is a stucco finish, which is in keeping with the neighborhood around. Although it is a taller building, it is a gable roof building, and we've broken up the volume with some different colors and overhangs and large glass area and some nice clear story windows that we believe gives some residential character. However, a 6,400 square foot building would look odd to make it look like a house in architecturally. So we've tried to kind of meld the two styles as best we can. The question about the other tenant, if on the floor plan you'll see there's a 1,000 square foot office area on the left. Yeah, so that's a boutique law office that Whitney and his wife will be occupying. So that's the only tenant. Um, The question about the emergency gate, the owners have said they're perfectly willing to design that gate to be opaque, so it won't be, you won't be able to see in, and there won't be, you know, as much light trespass. So we can do a nice decorative gate that's not ugly, and that also, you know, hides the parking lot from the residents, the two houses across the street. The roll-up door on the north is not an industrial-looking, you know, roll-up door. This is like a nice glass roll-up door that kind of has a little bit more of a residential sort of residential slash commercial look. And that's really important because they want to get north natural light into the space. And the last comments about safety. I'd like to hand these photographs that were taken from the exact spot where cars will be pulling out of the site, so you can see how clear the view is. But looking both east and west down Patrick Lane, I mentioned that the throat depth allows cars to get a good view out to the street. The CMU wall is set over 20 feet away from the back of sidewalk, so the block wall will not be blocking anybody's view getting in or out of the site. We also will be posting signage at the site so that vehicles exiting, that it will say, preferably do not turn left, but our idea was also to educate the members to be careful. It's a 45 mile an hour street like most other arterials in Las Vegas, and they want to be a good neighbor, so they want everybody to be safe. We also have a low landscaping. There aren't any large trees in that view corridor there, so we feel like we've done absolutely everything possible to make the site, the egress and ingress to the site, as safe as we possibly can.
Did any of you want to speak? Did you have anything you wanted to add?
So my name is Whitney Short, Lawson, S-H-O-R-T, 4090 East Patrick Lane. So we are the neighbor that is directly next to the proposed project. We own that parcel, and we've been living in the current lot for a year and a half, a little bit. I just wanted to respond to the initial meetings that we had, and when we first spoke to our neighbors, we were expressing our desire that we had just purchased that. We had gone to the meeting, and the several hour meeting kind of ran like this. It's never going to happen if it's not a we actually had a gentleman walk out saying, if it's not going to be a residence, we're never going to approve it. And then we had somebody say that being a nonprofit for veterans is actually a disadvantage because they're alcoholics and drug addicts. So we decided not to have any further meetings because of the conversations that had happened. Because we are all about wanting the community. It's our community too. It's directly our neighbor. We have as much invested as anybody else in this. So we want to make sure that it's copacetic because it's our, we have a young child. It's gonna be affecting us as much as it's gonna be affecting anyone. So I just wanted to respond to that. Thank you.
Anyone else? You've had your chance.
Matt Bonds, BOGGS, 9711 Rolling Thunder Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. Good?
You're good.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, board, ladies and gentlemen at the meeting, I'm actually a member. I've been there for going on 2.5-3 years. And I can speak to how the gym works. It's a community environment. It's a gym, but it's also a community environment for veterans and for LEO and first responders to come work out and just be able to talk. And I want people to understand, it's not a rehab, it's not a halfway house, so people don't sleep there, don't stay there. So, and if you're coming to work out, you're not going to show up drunk or high and work out. The type of workout we do is not physically possible. You'll make yourself sick. And so that's not a reasonable thing to expect, that it's going to be home to drunks and drug addicts. That's not how it works. As far as class guys go, I've never seen a class with more than 12 to 14 people. and we're working in a very small space currently. So this idea that there's going to be 30, 40 people per class, we're not a global gym. We're a small CrossFit that serves as a nonprofit for veterans. Some other concerns I've heard, listened to people talk about, it's like, we're, as a branded one, as a CrossFit community, we're very respectful of our neighbors. We have businesses on both sides of us that Nick has a good relationship with. He talks to them when they have an issue with them. They approach him about it. We work on it. We respect their requests. And, like, we don't drop weights. We're not excessively noisy. We don't scream and yell and act like wild people throwing weights around. We're very respectful of space. I know he also has a good standing with the current property that he leases. So it's, he's never had to play with them. And it's, and overall, it's like, I understand people's concerns. But it's really, as far as the community itself, it's not kind of, we're, well, like I said, we have people actually who are paramedics, who are firefighters, who are law enforcement, who are veterans, actually, and active duty, guard, reserve, and military. So these are people who are not going to come in and make a problem for the neighborhood. It's not in their best interest to make problems because it's not a good look, and it goes against who they are because they can get in trouble if they're making problems for their neighborhood. So I just want to point out that we try to make an effort to be good neighbors. We're not going to come in and mess up your neighborhood and tear things up. We give back a lot to the veteran community. I know with me especially, I mean, I've been able to find resources I didn't know about because of Brandon. So it's more than just a gym. It's actually a community that, and we work on helping each other out, helping other veterans out. So it's not, I don't know where the perception is comes from that some drunks and drug addicts that come and hang out at this place. It's just not possible. The classes, they're broken up, so it's not back-to-back-to-back classes. It's a class, hour-long break, a class, hour-long break, class, hour-long break, and then in the afternoon it's like 3 or 4 hours between class, and he has like 2 or 3 classes in the evening, and then he's done. His last class is at 7 o'clock?
It's at 7.
Yeah, so everything will be wrapped up by 8:30. So it's not going late. They're not being loud. And the garage door issue, it's easy for us to have a garage door so we can move equipment in and out of the gym. It's not something that we would use. We're not running an automotive repair shop where it's going to be excessively noisy. And we just need a garage door so we can have a big door to move equipment in and out. So that's why we're asking for the garage door. It's because right now with current place we're in, it's just glass doors like a traditional business, so it's harder to move things in and out. So that's why we're asking for the garage door. And then some other concerns I've heard people express is, as far as traffic goes, I know with the plans, they're going to have plenty of space for 15 cars. It's going to be plenty of space. And they will work. Will anything they ask us to do, we will keep those requests as far as as a member. If they want to park a certain place, we'll park a certain place. If they want to drive a certain speed, we'll drive a certain speed. Again, I don't know what people think we're going to bring, but we're not going to bring trouble. We're not going to bring anything, vices that they're worried about. We're not bringing that to the neighborhood. We just want a place of our own that we can come work out and continue our mission. But we want to make it our own. We don't want to continue to lease a property. We want to, that's what we're trying to do, is try to have a place of our own. And it's, to me, it's like, would you not want first responders in your neighborhood if something happens? It's like, you know, people who know if you have a problem, you can come down and get help. It's like, granted, it's not 911. We're not saying they're going to be on duty all the time, but I mean, these are the people that come to the gym work out. It's not vagabonds, it's not homeless people, it's not people who aren't invested in the well-being of your neighborhood. It's people, they just want to come work out, have a space to be able to be together, talk to each other, help each other out. And that's what Brandon wanted about. It's not just a gym, it's a community, and I just want people to understand that. It's like, I don't know who the thing's come to the gym, but I promise you it's not the stereotype of veterans. It's people who are trying to continue their service after the military, whether it be law enforcement or first responder, firefighter, paramedic, or whatever life they choose. And sometimes being post-service, it helps when you have other people you can talk to and other people that you can depend on. And that's what we've done. We've built a community. And I mean, I've never seen a gym where they have the VA come out and host a seminar about services that are available to you. It's like, that's pretty neat. It's like, and they have other resources available. So it's like, as far as the gym goes, we have meetings.
Okay, we need to wrap it up.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Sorry. I'm trying to give
just
you a bigger picture.
I think we get
it's not just a gym. I just want people to understand this is a community, and it's a good community. It's a community that will be a positive reflection on the neighborhood, and it won't be bringing a lot of negative stereotypes of veterans. It's not the gym. This isn't what it is.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you. With that, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. You had your opportunity now. Okay.
I'm going out of order, sir, but if you read the design review,
ma'am,
that
you had your opportunity to speak.
I'm sorry.
We're closed to the public and we're going to open it to the board. All right. Would you like to say that?
Sure, I'll jump in. All right. Actually, Mr. Chair, I do have a couple of questions of the applicant. I do note that, you know, there is a limited size to the property and the location. Parking is, you know, kind of limited. You've stated in your testimony that you're looking at a maximum class size of 15. Is that something that you could live with as a condition? Okay, not to exceed. And I do note that you guys will probably, if you're going to have your office there too, you're going to probably take up one or two car spaces. So that's why I'm thinking about the 15. All right, so we don't want to overwhelm the community or anything like that. If you limit the class size, I think that goes a long way towards, you know, reducing some of the fears and some of the, you know, problems trying to anticipate. I do note also, I wanted to say that the design of the building itself looks like it's relatively compatible with the overall area, north, south, east, west of the local community. I'm glad you brought in the pictures because Public Works made it sound in the write-up like we have the 36-inch large pylon, you know, electrical support towers in the way, but when it looks like it's street lights,
yeah.
You know, which, you know, obviously you can see around. So I don't really have that much of a problem with the site visibility issues that Public Works is talking about and that they're speaking of. They may have additional issues that they bring up, you know, during the public hearing at the BCC. Is that what you're going on?
Yes.
Okay. So be ready for those. But and then I think it is a good idea to make the emergency gate opaque. Ish, whatever materials that you've used. And that's all I have, Mr. Chair.
I have a couple of questions on it. On the CrossFit, I'm aware of what they do. Are you planning to have any type of CrossFit events then, besides just your training? Can somebody answer?
Do you want me to stand up? Or?
Yeah, if you could use the mic and give us your name and address.
Nick McCombs, 4090 East Patrick Lane, NCCOMBS. Yes, we do occasionally have events at the gym, but clearly if parking is going to be an issue, we won't have events at the gym that would exceed the amount of parking we're allowed. So that's what we do. Just not exceed. I mean, clearly there's only 20 spots, so that's how many spots we're going to take. If that's what we have to do.
Okay, so this is your building here. What is this area here?
Just undeveloped.
Pardon?
Just undeveloped. Just
undeveloped.
Nothing there right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what we would do with that.
And I don't know that you could use that without
some
type of dust mitigation or whatever. But. So you're not planning to have any events that exceed, how would they not exceed the 15 that we talked about? How many spaces do we have here?
20.
20? So that's about...
That's your max.
All you have
room. Yeah, I mean, that's all. If that's all we can park, that's all we're going to do.
So you wouldn't have a problem with that being in the condition?
What exactly would the condition be? 20 parking.
20 people maximum. 20 vehicles maximum.
Right? Yeah, that's fine, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, and my wife and I have lived next door, so we're not parking there.
Okay, so now...
Okay.
I have looked at the background. You do support veterans and stuff. I've seen you've done a number of things for veterans, and this is supposed to be free to them?
Yeah, if you have a...
Are there going to be any other...
If you have a 0 to 100% disability rating, you get a free membership to our gym. Okay. So I give away about 60 free memberships right now, currently.
Okay. So you have other people that...
But I have paid memberships, and that's kind of what supports the whole system.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're still only going to be at the 10 to 15...
Yeah, that's...
the trainer.
We would add more classes, because it's a boutique gym. You want to have eyes on everybody. I want to make sure everyone's squatting correctly, Olympic lifting correctly. One coach, max 15 people. That's just how it works in a CrossFit gym. At least ours. That's how we operate.
Okay. That's all the questions I have. Do you have anything?
No question.
So, let me go ahead and start with motion. And then we can add yours on. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to approve this particular item, following the staff's, if approved, conditions. All right, so that does override. My recommendation is to override Public Works' recommendation of a denial. Just wanted to put that on. The pictures of the site and the exit ingress made that feel good to me, and I think that we can move forward in a positive way. I would recommend adding a limitation of class size to 15 maximum and making the emergency gate opaque.
And I would just like to add that in the case of events, there would be no more than 20 vehicles.
I think
that's what your parking will be. 20
so
vehicles.
Limiting the maximum parking to 20.
In the case of events. And,
in case
training.
I'm lost because you guys are talking this way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
We're adding. Did you get the opaque gate?
Yeah.
Okay. Training groups weren't going to exceed 15 people, and there wouldn't be an excess of 20 vehicles.
Okay, so it'd be 15
park,
students
either for training
max,
or training or
20
events.
Vehicles max.
Correct.
Thank you.
Better way to say it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's
what we need.
Okay, that's the
motion.
That's the motion. You got all that? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you.
December 22nd, Board of County Commissioners. They'll make the final decision.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let's see. Let me get to my agenda somewhere. I lost my agenda. I keep doing that. Okay, item number 4 was held until December the 14th, so that will not be heard. Any general business?
No.
Okay. Comments of the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on the matter not listed on the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Please state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Anybody here? Anyone wish to speak? Okay, next meeting is December 14th. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn, Mr. Chair.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed?
Did any of you guys drive that?
I have.